It's a good idea to have Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day weekend on the same day, although it's rare that Easter ever comes so late that the 2 days come together. Good Shepherd and Mother go together because mothers and shepherds have one very important thing in common. They both must deal with unintelligent creatures. The shepherds have to guard sheep who have absolutely no sense at all and who will easily destroy themselves if they were left alone. And mothers must guard children who quite often have no sense at all and sometimes even seem bent on destroying themselves every time that mother takes her eye off of them. Now, to tell the truth, neither the shepherd nor the mother really have much choice in the matter at all. Both must deal with little, innocent, unintelligent creatures. Sheep, because they are made that way, and little children, because they have a minimal experience of life. The baby doesn't know the radiator is hot, or that you just do not put your hand in the doggy's mouth. Mother always knows best because she has been around longer. And she has probably made all the same mistakes herself, at least once. And mothers, of course, have to learn how to free their children from supervision and restraint gradually, so the little children are able to learn from their own mistakes. The art of being a good mother involves the various stages of the life in a child, and the mother must know approximately which mistakes are appropriate for the child to make and which mistakes are the ones from which she must go on protecting the child. But at all stages of life, mothers really must continue to remain tolerant and watchful, careful and affectionate, patient and firm. Mothers are very, very much like the Good Shepherd in today's gospel story. But then, if we followed the image sensitively, we come to a conclusion we might not like. If Jesus is a good shepherd, and if he cares for his sheep, like mothers care for little children, what does that make us? It makes us innocent, ignorant sheep, and stupid, inexperienced little children. That's what it makes us. The Good Shepherd story emphasizes the care, the concern, the loving patience of Jesus as a shepherd. It implied that he too has to be patient and loving and concerned as a mother, because we, the sheep, are so dumb. And that is not a very flattering portrait, is it? But then again, if we stop and think of the image for a moment, we are forced to acknowledge its validity. How many stupid mistakes have we made in our lives, even growing up? How many times, religiously or spiritually, have we acted like a little toddler or a dumb, unthinking lamb? How many times, even as adults, have we been childish, petulant, foolish, absurd, and stupid? Now, we may not be flattered by that image. That implies that we are dumb, unthinking lambs. But we do have to concede that the image is indeed quite appropriate if we really look into our past mistakes. And sometimes we wonder, how is Jesus really able to go on putting up with us? And why doesn't the Heavenly Father wash his hands of all of us and simply give up? Now, the gospel story today gives the answer, just as today's feast gives the answer as to why mothers go on putting up with their little children. Mothers endure the endless trials the children impose upon them simply because the mothers brought them into the world and they love them. And Jesus goes on acting as a good shepherd for us, despite the endless provocation not to, because of all the trouble we give him. But he goes on loving us simply because he is responsible for our existence and he loves us. There's one passage in the Gospel of John where we are told that from the breast of our Savior there shall flow forth a fountain of living water for his people, a fountain of water for us. And that is why today's gospel is not intended to discourage us, not intended to humiliate us. The gospel is intended to reassure us that no matter how bad things ever become for us, no matter how terrible we may have messed up our lives, no matter how awful the trouble is we've gotten into, the love of Jesus is still always there, firm, patient, unshakable, like a good, good mother. Now, that kind of patient, unshakable love also is a challenge to us. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd and follow after him, no matter how stupid they are. And the child whose tears are wiped away, and the child whose smile has been kissed back into life by a loving mother, that child is always strongly motivated, always to try to do better next time. Loving concern of a mother or a shepherd, even the concern that is most freely given, even with no strings attached, always does impose a challenge that demands a response. Sometimes we would really not like to be forgiven for our stupidity, because forgiveness implies the need to try to avoid stupidity in the future. But there's really no way in which you can avoid the challenge of forgiving love. The Good Shepherd always forgives us unconditionally. The Good Shepherd always calls us, never gives up. We hear his voice in our heart. And like it or not, we must learn to abandon our self-hatred, abandon our despair, and learn how to start over again, no matter how old we are. It is just like the child who has been forgiven the umpteenth time by a loving mother. There's no end to the forgiveness. Today we should also remember that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, used images of his own time to communicate to his people. In his time in Israel, shepherds were people who were seen and recognized by everyone. Today, most of us are not familiar with the unique image of a shepherd. Today, we could use the image of God as our mother. The mysterious presence that we call our God is spirit. That means that our living God is mother and father to each of us. We know that our religion has its roots in a male-oriented, patriarchal society, especially in Jesus' time, and unfortunately it still continues today. At the same time, our religious tradition has always regarded the Holy Spirit as the feminine principle of the living God. Our God is spirit. Both male and female, our God is both father and mother to us. That is why mothers always show their children what God is like. Mothers reflect what God is like to their children. In fact, all people show each other what God is like. Human love is always a revelation of divine love. It is called charity. Human love is a reflection of God's love in us, and it suffuses both sexual attraction and our passion for justice. This love informs how we hold a child and how we treat a stranger. Once we are embraced by God, then we must embrace each other. We all show each other what God is like.